A vast figure in well-polished black boots, baggy brown trousers, and a flapping gabardine raincoat stood framed in the doorway. As he pulled the door behind him, his blood-red eyes scrutinized me from beneath a tangle of dark, bristly eyebrows.
"I'm Inspector Hobbs. You must be Mr. Caplet."
His voice rumbled through my chest, as if a heavy lorry was passing. I nodded, and he stepped towards me, holding out his hand, which I shook with trepidation, mine feeling tiny, soft and feeble, like a baby's, compared to his, as hard and as hairy as a coconut.
"Pleased to meet you, Inspector."
"Likewise. I was Mr. Donahue."
"Mr. Donahue? Oh, Duncan. He's fine."
Hobbs, frowning, released my hand.
"Fine. I heard he's got two broken legs."
Yes.
The question had thrown me for a second, in a similar way that someone had thrown Duncan, the Bugle's crime reporter, from a speeding car, which was just my luck, for otherwise it would have been his responsibility to cover Hobbs. "I mean, apart from that, he's okay. Oh, and he broke his jaw, too, so that's all wired up."
Hobbs raised his eyebrows, the eyeballs beneath exceedingly red. Reaching into his pocket, he pulled out a bottle of Optrex.
"Well, I hope the poor man gets better soon. It was a nasty incident, but at least I was able to make a quick arrest, since the perpetrator is an old acquaintance of mine. One Gordon Bennett, a ne'er-do-well who decided to try his hand at carjacking. The last time I had occasion to arrest him was for persistent indecent exposure. He claimed he'd considered giving up, but wanted to stick it out for a little longer. I dissuaded him. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better go and bathe my eyes."
"Oh, right. Too many late nights." He grinned.
"No, too many camels. I have an allergy."
He turned to the old girl.
"Could I trouble you to make a pot of tea? I'm parched, and I'm sure Mr. Caplet would like a drink too."
"Of course," she said.